Views in a Journal by Tim Milne, FRC, Holistic Life Coach. One question I am often asked is, what will help me make a difference in my life? My guidance when asked this question is, make regular use of a journal. One of my mentors, the late Jim Rohn, a few years ago, brought out an excellent audio presentation about how to use a journal. In this audio, he gives a passionate plea and clear argument for using a journal to lead you to your success. I recommend listening to this audio daily for a week and then once a week for a month, as it's very easy to lapse in this simple way of helping yourself. You must start to develop a journal habit very quickly and carry on using the journal. Writing it all down really does make a difference. As the businessman and dragon James Kahn says, always ask, what can I do for myself? One thing you can do for yourself is use a journal whenever you feel the need to capture it all. What kind of book can be used as a journal, you may wonder? Any book can be used, lined, unlined, large and small. You will have your different journals and methods over the years. The only thing to remember is the journal needs to go where you go. I use pocket journals mostly and will go up to A5 size as I carry my journal in my coat pocket. A good idea is not to make it too large as it will fall into disuse and be neglected. Your journal needs to be used in real time. What you record cannot be filled in retrospectively. This is your place to shine. Your unique ideas are stored in this place. A place for million-pound ideas. You may be confused and hesitant to start a journal and ask, what am I supposed to write? The thing to remember is that this is your book. This is not going to be seen or graded as a piece of work. And as such, you can break every grammatical rule you can remember from school. Your journal offers you an effective way to figure it all out yourself, people, business. You could start by writing down a problem, the objective perspective the writing it down gives you. This gives you space so that solutions have room to grow. Non-distorted information, as it is more factual. No distorted picture of events, no mind tricks. Make a firm commitment now that you will open your journal and write at least one page. Write about a problem you are facing. Capture it on paper the way it really is. Carefully analyze what you have written. Look for distortions and imaginations of what is written. Blaming others when it is your fault. Expecting others and circumstances.